Matt Greenwood with you on AM 1400 KJFF. It is Sports Talk. Aaron Boss, head coach of Hillsboro Volleyball, joining us. And, well, the Hillsboro Hawks volleyball team is on an 8-game winning streak, including being champions of the Festus Karen Beely Invitational this past weekend over at Festus High School, obviously the 36th annual one. It's a very, very big tournament, and Hillsboro actually defeated Festus head-to-head in that finals match and beat them in two sets by 2 points each, 25-23 and 27-25. The team was able to push on and yesterday got a two sets to none win over Union. So 8 in a row for the Hillsboro Hawks volleyball team. They're up to 14-10 this year, and we have Aaron Boss, head coach for them, joining us. Coach, what's it been like to be a part of this 8-game winning streak, and not only that, but beating some pretty monstrous teams along the way?
It's nice to finally get our groove and for the girls to finally come together and be a team and be the team that I've been looking for since the beginning of the season. We had a slow start and didn't have our full team together, and finally about 2, maybe 3 weeks in, everyone was together and we kind of got on the roll, but then it just didn't all click, and now that it's coming together, I hope it's just we're not peaking too soon.
I know it's not necessarily fair to single out any one player when you're talking about a team effort, but I just want to start doing that, I guess, with some of the girls on your side that have some eye-popping stats, including Mackenzie Baker, who you and I were just chit-chatting about before we started this interview. A junior for you that leads you in points on serves, kills as well, and in blocks, and, hey, she's second in digs as well. What's the Mackenzie Baker experience like as a head coach?
Mackenzie's a good girl. She just overall, I had her last year on varsity as well, and from last year to this year, she is now playing all the way around for me, and her defense is, she's tremendous in the back row. She reads well. I will say that playing soccer, being the goalie, I think that's helped her a lot with reading the ball and, like, reacting to the ball a little bit faster. So I guess I can thank Coach Nansel for that. And I just think her overall, like, when she's on, I feel like the rest of the team is on. Like, she's not our only leader on the floor, and we have a few, but she's just, I think they just know, like, this, that when that energy is there, it just makes a difference.
Yeah, and obviously, she's helping to carry this team a little bit, and it's not just her. And I prefaced going into that question about her with the fact that it is a team effort in volleyball. And let's introduce some of those other girls that I sort of have just, run down the stat sheet and kind of looked at. Evelyn Rowland plays a big role for you guys. Grace Ringling as well. There's Sophia Marchetti, who's up there with you with 100-plus kills. And then you also have Heather Ripperger. So if you want to talk about that bunch right there, that'd be great.
Yeah, honestly, that's the same group that I had last year. So it was something that I kind of brought up to the girls, that this is the first year in a while that we've had 5 returners, and they were 5 starters for me last year. So they were, those girls, two of them never came off the floor last year. So having them to return, it was something that from the get-go that I expected a lot from that group. I mean, I added 2 girls to the mix, and it shouldn't make or break who we were. So they finally realized that, and I think they decided to play together. Evelyn Rowland, she runs the offense, and she used to run it with her sister, Hallie, and then Hallie graduated, and so Evie kind of had to do her own thing, and it took her a while, but I knew that she was capable. It was just different. She didn't have her sister constantly telling her what to do. Like, she was the one that had to decide what to do, so having her decide and have to, like, flip that switch and take over, like, that was new for her, but she's 100% capable, and she's showing that now. And then to Grace and Sophia, Grace was coming off an injury this year. She got hurt during the select season. I think that was in March or April, and with a knee injury, had to have surgery, so she was out. She didn't get fully released until late June, I think. So she's one that she has slowly been coming back, and it broke my heart for her that she got injured when she did, because just knowing coming into your senior year that it's not going to be the same, it was just hard. But Grace is a humble, humble girl that no matter what, she's going to do what she can. She even said, Coach, I'll play whatever position you need me to play. I know I might not be at 100%, but I'll do whatever you need me to do. whether that be, I mean, she would be a bench player for me in a heartbeat if that meant that she was still part of the team. So having that, like, she's been my leader. I've had her since she's a freshman on varsity. So she has led the way and been my talker on the floor, and no matter whether it's a good situation, bad situation, she's talking. And then Sophia Marchetti, she's also another one who I've had for a while. She's a junior now, but I've pulled her up as a freshman to dress with us, and then she started last year and then now this year. And she's one that she is a lot better than what she gives herself credit for. She reads the floor better than anyone on the whole court. She sees the court. She can play the court. She just doesn't have the confidence yet. So she doesn't want to take the limelight away from people, and I think she's going to have to learn one way or the other that that's just what it is to be a competitive teammate. So, and who am I leaving out?
Heather Ripperger, maybe one of the cooler names of all names.
Yeah, yeah, and Heather's one that, like, last year she kind of fought for a position and she earned it. She became my libero last year, and we never looked back. I mean, I know I can trust Heather on the floor and that she will work her tail off, practice day in, day out, and I can always trust her out there. She's another one that would second guess herself a lot, but now she's finally coming out of her shell and playing ball like I know she can.
All right, very cool, Coach. We are speaking to Erin Boss, head coach of the Hillsboro Hawks volleyball team. Obviously, Coach, I went ahead and just sort of picked out some of the girls that had some eye-popping stats, but as far as others are concerned, other ones that you want to bring to our attention today, who are they?
Yeah, the other two would be Bella Lewis. She's my other setter. I run a 6'2", and Bella's a junior that she played. I mean, she was the only, I think she ran a 5'1 on JV last year, and she's athletic as all get out. She just doesn't always like to think that or show that, so sometimes she can be her own worst enemy, but she plays all the way around as well, and I know that in the front row she might not be the tallest, but most of the time that she's at least smart and she can keep the ball in play. And then my other girl would be Maya Wright, which is a sophomore that I pulled up this year, that she's one that I know I'm going to need her in the future, and that I saw a lot of potential in her, and that she just needs to get the experience at the varsity level. I mean, it's a whole different ball game. Just the speed of the game is different, and just getting her used to that is what we're doing right now.
Coach, I want to talk about some of the opponents that you have faced this year, because sometimes a sign of a team that is playing the right way and playing better is a team that doesn't necessarily always win but is competing in losses. And I know for you guys, as you started turning things around, maybe you look back to the Arcadia Valley match at the Show Me Center for the SEMO Dig for Life Challenge, because you only lost by 2 points in the first set, and then, of course, Arcadia Valley, who was state-bound last year, you lost to them by 6 in the second set. That put you guys at 2-6, and ever since then, you've gone 12-4-1. Is that a match that sort of helped turn the season around for you guys?
I wouldn't think so. The SEMO tournament was kind of a tough one for us because Sophia Marchetti was out, and that was the tournament that Mackenzie Baker actually came back from. Like, she was out in the beginning of the season, and then she came back for that. So then by the time I got her back, then Sophia was leaving, so two of my main players were out. So I went into that tournament having to play a sophomore. That's where Maya Wright first, like, that's where she got her, a lot of her starting from. So that tournament kind of leaves a bitter taste in my mouth, because I know that we could have came out a lot better from that tournament if we would have had our full team, but that's neither here nor there. So I think knowing what my team can do now and going back to the beginning of, like, and knowing that they know what they can do and what they're capable of doing, because I knew all along what they could do, they just have to figure it out. And knowing that now, I think if we could go back and play some of those earlier games in our season, I think it would be a different outcome.
Gotcha. So as far as a turning point for you guys, would you pick win number one of this eight-game winning streak against Gateway Science, or do you have somewhere else in mind where you really truly thought that, okay, this is the team that I know is capable of winning more games?
I think the second tournament we did start to play a little bit better. We started fighting for each other and not just playing for themselves. And from that second tournament, yeah, we may have lost to we fell to St. Clair, who went on and actually won the tournament. So that kind of makes it a little bit better. But knowing that from that tournament, we turned around and came back, so we came out and played on that Monday against North County and just fighting three sets there and then doing it again on Festus and then playing that Thursday as well. It was a tough week, so I think the second tournament was probably our turning point when it comes to like where I feel like it just finally clicked.
I gotcha. And you know what? I accidentally read the schedule wrong. Your first win of the A was North County, so pardon me there.
Okay.
All right, so the Karen Bealey Invitational. You had beaten Festus just earlier in the week, and then you go there and you play 4 matches in one day, and you wind up beating the Festus Tigers at their place. Those types of wins, what can that do for a team such as yours moving forward as districts are, you know, at the end of the month here?
I think it's just something to kind of think back to. So when we get in tough jams now, I can kind of relate back to that if need be. We came out and won the first set against Festus. We were up. It was like 20-14, I think, and then we ended up letting them back in. And then we won 25-23. Well, the second set, we were down 20-24. So all they had, I mean, 1 point and game over, we go to 3. Well, my team fought back, and we ended up winning 27-25. So knowing that they were able to fight back from a deficit like that with it being game point, that was just kind of, I mean, it just shows that they didn't give up. So in the past, they would have just been like, okay, well, we'll get the next one. Well, no, we get this one, and that's how we're going to end it. So they finally did that, and it was just a good feeling.
Was that, as far as significance of that win at the Karen Bealey Invitational, what was that for you guys? Was that the first time you'd ever won it?
That's the first time we ever won that tournament. We actually weren't even supposed to be in that tournament. We were supposed to be in the Jackson tournament this coming up weekend, but with it being our homecoming and that being so far away, I just didn't think that it was the best thing for my team. And I thought that I usually don't mind being in a tournament on homecoming, but usually we go to Festus or to Sekman. But with it being an hour and a half away, I just was like, no, let's get out of it. So we switched to Festus, and I was kind of bummed because there was only 3 teams in each pool, so it kind of seemed a little like a wasted day only playing a few games, because usually in a tournament you're always guaranteed 4 games. Well, in that tournament you're only guaranteed 3, but which, I mean, in the end it turned out to work out for the best, I guess.
Yeah, it certainly did. You guys were winners of that Invitational. All right, Coach, let's see. It looks like about 15 days or so before the weekend that leads up to district play. Coach Boss, what do you want to see from your Hillsborough volleyball side between now and then to give you a sense of comfort that you have a chance to do some damage in your Class 4 District 1 tournament?
I just like to see more consistency. So we played Union last night, and it was a slower paced game than what we had been playing, and they kind of played to the level of our opponent, and I feel like no matter who you're playing, you need to come out and play our game. So I just don't want my girls to get, like, I want them to be confident. I just don't want them to come out and expect to always win and for it to be easy. Like, I want them to expect, like, they should always want to win, but they can't just come out and think that it's going to be handed to them, so they're going to have to work for it. And hopefully we have 4 games. No, how many games do we have left? We have 1 this week and then 4 games left before. So 5 games before district. So hopefully they can come out and at least show up and play to our potential. And hopefully we can, I'd like to say we'd be 5-0, but I mean, you never know what's going to happen. So just making sure that we're playing how we have been playing and not just assuming that we're going to come home with a W.
Yeah, I gotcha. All right. So Pacific, Jefferson, R7, Lindbergh, St. Pius, and then that team you fell to in the Sekman Championship, or leading up to the Sekman Championship, St. Clair, to wrap up the season for you guys. So,
mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Coach Boss, I hope you're enjoying this 8-game winning streak.
I am, and hopefully we can keep it rolling.
All right. Good deal. Coach Boss of the Hillsborough Hawks volleyball side joining us today on KJO Sports Talk. Coach, thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for the coverage.
Very welcome. We're back with more next on KJO Sports Talk.